Before we get started with this episode, I wanted to let you know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month. In honor of this, I'm making my signature course, Resiliency Sprint, 50% off just for podcast listeners. You also get lifetime access to CBT Family Toolbox, over 100 activities, resources, and ideas to bring cognitive behavioral tools to your family. Head to childanxietysupport.com/resiliencysprint to learn all about this foundational course. And when you sign up, use code PODCAST to get 50% off both the coached and uncoached versions. This offer is only good till May 31st, so make sure you sign up now. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Child Anxiety FAQ podcast. FAQ stands for Frequently Asked Questions, and I'll be answering your questions about child and teen anxiety. My name is Dawn Friedman, and I've been working with kids and families for more than 30 years. Now I run Child Anxiety Support, a membership program for parents of anxious kids and teens. Let's get started. Hey, everyone. This week's question is, how do I explain to my anxious child that they don't need to be scared? This is such an interesting question because it assumes that this is one of our jobs as a parent, that we are supposed to tell kids not to be scared. And sometimes that might be true. Like, for example, if you have a child who's afraid of going to the doctors, we might sit down and explain what's going to happen. Maybe we'll buy them a toy doctor's kit so they can process their emotions through play. Maybe we'll get books about going to the doctor. Maybe we'll be educating them a little bit. But does that mean that if they're still scared, that we have somehow failed them, or that they have failed to process their experience correctly? I mean, this question really gets at the nature of anxiety and fear, and how we as parents and as a culture feel about fear, and also how we feel about our kids feeling fear. So wait, let's just back up here. First of all, fear is not a bad emotion to have. Fear is supposed to keep us safe. Anxiety too, it's meant to keep us safe. It's a warning signal that says, hey, be careful, keep your eyes open. Fear is okay, anxiety is okay. It's not comfortable, but it serves a purpose. And we are going to be afraid sometimes. We are going to be anxious sometimes. We're going to be afraid of new experiences just because they're new. We're going to be afraid of situations like going to the doctor. If the last time we got a shot, then it makes sense that we would be nervous about going again, even if we're not going to get a shot this time. What I'm getting at is that the issue isn't actually anxiety and it isn't actually fear. The issue is letting fear and anxiety get the best of us. Fear and anxiety are tools, and we need those tools, but we need to be discerning about using them. Sometimes it's even more than okay to be anxious or to be afraid. Sometimes it's super smart. We need to learn when our fear is helpful, like when it's telling us to back away from the cliff or don't go into the dark attic in the haunted house, or if it's telling us to study for the test because we want to get a good grade. But we also need to learn when it is not helpful, like when it's telling us to never, ever go on a hike, or that every house is haunted, or that we shouldn't even bother to take that difficult class because we might fail at it. We need to learn when fear is protective and when it is avoidant, or more to the point, in this case, we need to help our children learn when fear is protective and when it is avoidant. So the question, how do I explain to my anxious child that they don't need to be scared, might be better asked this way. How do I support my anxious child when they are scared? And you'll see we've shifted from trying to fix what's happening to our child and moved to helping them learn the skills to manage the experience for themselves. When our children are afraid, we can validate the feeling without validating the fearful thing or event itself. By this, I mean we can say, I know you feel scared, which is validating, without rushing to reassurance or to avoidance. So we don't have to say, I know you feel scared, but there are no monsters under the bed. Or, I know you feel scared, so why don't I sleep in here with you? What we could say is something like, I know you feel scared. What do you think would help you know that you are safe? It doesn't have to be in those exact words, and it doesn't have to be handled this way every time. I get kind of frustrated when we send this message that parents have to get it exactly right every single time. Of course you don't. We're learning and exploring, and you're going to figure out the language that is helpful to you. But mostly what I'm trying to get at is you need to shift the conversation to honoring and supporting your child's agency. Anxiety offers an invitation to be curious. What might happen? What could we do to explore that? We could invite our child to look under the bed for monsters with us. We could give our child a flashlight and invite them to look themselves. I've had lots and lots of kids who have found it helpful to create a sign for their bedroom door that says, "No monsters allowed." When we do the reassuring, we create a dependency on being the source of reassurance. When we give them the means to explore and confront and cope with their fears, we are giving them opportunity to be brave. Let's try another scenario. Let's say an older child is anxious about a big paper that's due, and they're coming to us for reassurance that they've written a really good paper, that it's a great paper. Now, there's nothing wrong with telling them, you have done an excellent job on this task, or I can really see all of your hard work in this paper. But when they start asking us, but will my teacher like it? Are you sure she'll like it? How do you know that she'll like it? No amount of our reassuring them is going to be enough. So instead, we can say, you worked really hard on this. No wonder you're anxious to know what your teacher will think of it. But then we can invite curiosity. What would happen if your teacher didn't like it? What would you do? Would that change the way you felt about it? There's no right answer here. Again, I am not telling you you have to handle it this particular way. I am just showing you ways that we can invite them to be more curious. The two of you could also be curious about problem solving. It's a chance to say, well, if your teacher didn't like it, what would you do? Would you ask for extra credit work? Would you ask your teacher for a meeting so that you could advocate for yourself and ask for a better grade or get more feedback or direction? It could also be an opportunity to talk about big picture things like evaluation and what it means to be evaluated. And what does the grading system have to do with real life or what it doesn't have to do with real life? It's a chance to explore our values and philosophies as humans, as families. Like, does someone else's judgment negate our own? Under what circumstances does it? Like, can we separate our pride in our work from grades, which can sometimes be subjective? Or are grades really what we're valuing as an individual, as a family? There is no right answer here, but we're building up critical thinking and the ability to problem solve and reiterating our family values around work, around judgment, around academics, about the ways we interact with the great, big, wide world. Sometimes if we have strong feelings about it, our own anxiety and worry might get in the way. We might really struggle to come to it with curiosity. But remember, we are trying to grow children who can go out into the world and manage these kinds of challenging situations themselves. I think when we frame the question as, how do I support my anxious child when they are scared, that it helps us see that parenting an anxious child is not just about parenting an anxious child. It's about parenting, period. It's about learning and growing and coping with who we are and who our children are and what we want from the world for them and what they want from the world for themselves and how to operate even when things are uncertain or unpredictable or outright scary, because sometimes the world is going to feel like that. If you are thinking of joining Child Anxiety Support for more specific concrete answers, ones that apply to your unique family and go beyond what we can do in these short podcasts, please know that starting in April, we'll be going through the 6-week Strong Kids, Strong Families program together. My membership is always open, which means you can join it at any time and you can take the course at your leisure. But if you join by April 3rd, 2023, then we will all be doing the lessons at the same time. The lessons themselves are asynchronous. What that means is you log in and you access them whenever you have the time and space in your life to do that. But we will be going through lesson one in week one, lesson two in week two, etc. And each of our weekly live events will be focused on that week's lesson so that we can dive in deep. Now, I'm always available to give you personalized support. And together, we will design a concrete step-by-step plan to address your child's particular anxiety, which means your solution to monsters under the bed or a teacher who grades hard is going to be different than another family's because it should be. You are different people, you are raising different kids, and you have different values. Whether we're talking about sleep or behavior or separation or school, this evidence-based program will give you the information and tools you need to address your child's anxiety across a lifetime. Just head to childanxietysupport.com and remember that you get the first 30 days free. If you have questions, you can reach out to me at dawn@childanxietysupport.com, or you can message me through Instagram where I'm at Dawn Friedman, M-S-E-D. That's DawnFriedmanMSED. And I look forward to hearing from you. If this is one of the questions you had, this is exactly the kind of thing you could come to me in the program and say, but let me explain to you why it's different for my kid. And I would help you figure it out in the way that best serves you. I hope to see you in the site. Thanks for tuning in this week. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on the show, you can reach out to me by going to childanxietysupport.com and submitting a question there. You can also check out the program while you're there. And if you'd like to learn more about whether or not it would be a good fit for your family, feel free to reach out for a quick consult call. Thanks so much, and I'll see you next week.